Federal Aviation Administration, now the National Air Traffic Controllers Association, announced on Friday a new agreement, since we're speaking of this, for fatigue. Mm-hmm. They think it all has to do with fatigue. I worked at a burglar alarm company all night.
You did?
I've dealt all night. Never fallen asleep at the table. Come on. But this is what they're concentrating on. Among other things, air traffic controllers will now be allowed to listen to the radio. Listen to the radio. Turn it up. They'll probably have headsets. How do they know what's coming in the sky?
Which radio? I thought they were already listening to the radio.
Unbelievable. They can read appropriate. Who's going to decide this? Printed material. So I guess they're going to scan. I mean, they're going to decide what they can read and what they can't.
This whole air traffic control thing was just a much ado about nothing.
Well, I never heard anything till lately, and then all of a sudden they're all falling asleep on the job.
But there's no airplanes at night. It's hard to stay awake if you're not doing anything, and there's
well,
no
problem. We haven't heard of this happening before. I mean, this has been going on for a long time.
It's not a big issue. That's why. I don't know why it got reported all of a sudden. Planes can land just fine without the air traffic controller.
Well, they have now, haven't they?
There's thousands and thousands of airports across the country, and only a few of them have air traffic controllers.
The FAA has already changed air traffic controllers' work schedules to ensure a minimum of 9 hours off between shifts. They're coddling these guys, and they make outrageous money.
They do?
They do. They not right at first, but they do. New schedules accounting for the latest fatigue studies are slated for implementation by September 1 of 2012. They also have a fatigue risk management system now. Mm-hmm. You know, that'll be in place by January.
In the military, they do studies on how to keep guards awake. You know, it's a problem having somebody stay awake at night.
So they
keep the guards moving. That's how the military does
it. I worked for a burglar alarm company. I never remember once falling asleep on the job. And do you think the calls just roll in at night?
What was it like at night, Jay? What did you do?
It was hard. I read, and sometimes that would put me almost asleep.
Right.
And you could listen to a radio run, you know, real low volume. I mean, because your board flashes. I mean, you know when something's coming.
What was your most interesting call? My wife is attacking me?
A suicide attempt. No. Somebody called me to tell me they were going to kill themselves.
What did you do? Well, that must have woke
you up. I talked for an hour with this person. I had nothing else to do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were going to kill themselves.
Huh.
It was pathetic. It was sad. Yeah.
But you stopped it, right?
Of course. I guess. I don't know. In the morning I left, my shift was over. I was gone. I don't know what happened. All right, well, we better take a break here. Coming back, we're going to talk, of course, about Dominique Strauss-Kahn, because that's on everybody's mind. He's off the hook. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Boy, is Michael Savage crowing about it.
You're at 1270, The Buzz. We'll be right back with Broadview.
1270, The Buzz.
The perfect place to relax and unwind.
This is Marnie Brennan, garden coach and host of the Impatient Gardener Radio Show. The Garden Shop Nursery is joining nurseries across the country to raise $1 million for breast cancer research at our Pink Day, Saturday, July 16th. We'll start off with a special broadcast of the Impatient Gardener Show from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. There will be live music, food, giveaways, and great deals on plants all day long. And you're invited. Dress in pink and look for the new Invincible Spirit Pink Hydrangea brought to your garden by proven winners, plant growers. For every plant sold, $1 is donated to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. So come on out and show your support for this great cause Saturday, July 16th. The Garden Shop Nursery is located at 3636 Mayberry Drive at the Big White House.
Unusually beautiful Garden Shop Nursery.
I'm with Andriana from Anchor Concrete. So when did you know that you had a problem?
I first used IT Master Services at home, and I was so impressed with them that I thought I would give them a try at the office.
Well, how did they handle your problem?
I was able to get a hold of IT Master Services. They came in, gave us a quote for new equipment. Within the next week, we had our equipment. Within a half a day, it was installed.
And their follow-through?
Their follow-through was great.
IT Master Services, your business network solutions team. Visit itmasterservices.com or call 229-4254.
Even the small things that didn't really used to matter do matter more so today than ever when it comes to your business. Choosing the location of your company can make the difference of being successful or not. Matley Properties has a premium location available. Your sign will face more than 200,000 travelers each day. The space would be perfect for medical, legal, or accounting. The area can be as little as 1,600 square feet to just over 5,000. Neighboring tenants include MacTech Engineering, Hanger Orthopedics, and Prosthetics, Sandy's Electronics, Products, Pacific Medical, Penguin Scuba, MetLife Insurance, Americom Broadcasting, ScottCom, and Reno Media Group. All these companies have something more in common than Matley Properties. They all lead in their respective fields. If you're considering a move and you're in the medical, legal, or accounting business, contact Matley Properties. We'll be happy to arrange a preview of a great location at affordable rates. Call 848-9064. Matley Properties. Dentists, doctors, chiropractors, accountants, and attorneys. Call 848-9064.
Welcome back to Broadview on Fox News Radio 1270, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back to Broadview. With me, my co-host, JP, jpattitude.com. Check out his blog, his column every week. Still wants to call it a column.
It's a website.
It's a blog. You write a blog. That's what it is now. And a very interesting this week that we'll talk about next hour. But New York judge released Dominique Strauss-Kahn from house arrest on Friday after prosecutors presented evidence questioning the credibility of the hotel maid who accused the former International Monetary Fund chief of sexual assault.
Hey, give
Did you see that?
Yeah, give Michael Savage credit. He said on the first day it was a setup, nothing like that.
Well, we talked to him. We decided it was ridiculous. He could hire 12 prostitutes for, you know, why is he going to attack a maid?
Why is he going to attack this ugly maid?
I never did catch a glimpse of her. Was she ugly?
She was not attractive.
See, that's just crazy. She set him up. That's what she did. And we know it now because there's a twist in it. After prosecutors in the course of their investigation discovered that the alleged victim had not been truthful in a variety of topics regarding her history, circumstances, they said a letter submitted to the court. She admitted lying in her application for asylum in the United States, and she said she'd been a victim of gang rape.
And she wasn't.
And she cried and cried when she told the story.
What
an actress. And then they found out that she had lied. She had lied about the whole thing.
And then there's the phone call to the prison.
Where
she told her boyfriend in prison that don't worry about it. The guy's got a lot of money. I know what I'm doing.
It's all ready to go. Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
A slime ball. This is just like the Duke rape case.
She also declared that the child of a friend was her own dependent on her tax return so she could get more tax return back. So what did they both claim them? Nobody caught it? What
the heck? Just the kind of immigrant we want, isn't it?
Jeez, they sure can't catch me when I don't pay what I owe. But you get two people claiming the same child and nobody catches them. So she got a larger refund. So a lot of stuff. You know, the housing she's in. You know, I mean, just lie after lie after lie. So
she doesn't have AIDS because she's in AIDS housing.
Well, let's hope not. I mean, they did find that they had a sexual encounter.
Which is already puzzling, isn't it? With all his money, he's chasing the maid.
Well, you know, it's kind of fun. Somebody comes in and then just starts shaking their booty in front of you. And it's like, woohoo, strange. Okay.
Hello, Mr. Banker. Yeah, she lives in a housing for AIDS.
Yeah, you would. Well, he didn't know that. You know how men are.
No,
JP.
How are we?
You know how men are, okay?
No, we're not.
Get on past that. Anyway, saves a lot of fuss over that $6 million. What an extraordinary bail he had. My God.
They made him live in housing in New York. He was paying $425,000 a month.
Oh, well, I've got here $250,000, but it's roughly.
For the house.
And $250,000 a month for 24-hour armed guards.
Right. Besides the house, there was all these other expenses.
Do you see a lawsuit here going on after he's released? What's going to happen
Who's
going to
sue who? I don't get this.
He's going to want his money back that he spent for all these guards and the 24-hour surveillance and the
he's
bracelet
not gonna
on
get
his
it
leg.
From this immigrant.
Well, no, he's going to probably, well, maybe the police department, I don't know. Well, he can. It's a mistake. And now they're going to be saving face. France likes this, that now he may want to run again. You know, he was going to run for president, they were thinking.
He still had sex with the maid in the hotel. Can you still run for president in France after that?
The French men have sex with everything. Male and female maids. They don't care in France. Don't you know?
You're generalizing, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I am. But anyway, he's off the hook, and I would say they're going to just drop it. I bet you they're just going to drop it this week.
There's some peculiar stories in the news lately, aren't there?
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's like 4'3". I mean, he's just a little shorty. The idea that he could even rape the maid is just, wow.
Without a chair.
Without a chair.
Please, JP. Well, he's a big cheese. He's a big deal. And he's always been a womanizer, and they just are over there. So, you know, anything that's hot and wet, he's for
it. Kind of have a history of short leaders over there, though, don't they?
Well, yeah, they're short
people. Napoleon,
the
current one, Sarkozy.
Yeah, well, they're not big, broody people. They're either long and thin or short and dumpy.
I mean, just
suckly blue, you know, the French.
Nice right now to the French, you know.
All right, now, the Minnesota government, they were forced to shut down on Friday. And you were telling me this is the same thing that's going to happen if they don't come to some agreement here for us.
It's the same thing that's happening to the national government. I mean, it's a Democratic governor in Minnesota with a Republican legislature. The Republicans want to cut spending, and the governor wants to tax the rich. So they couldn't come to an agreement, and the government shut down.
I think it's absolutely crazy that there's so much splitting there.